Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. There's no God like our God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How wonderful and how sweet it is and how joyful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Flowing with the Almighty God in harmony and sync with the Godhead Council and with each other. Amen. Amen. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God. Prayer first. Hallelujah. And this is Tea Time with Jesus. Hallelujah. Tea Time with Jesus and me. Hallelujah. But I'm just combining the Tuesday and the Friday because prayer is like dew in the morning. Hallelujah. But this is Tea Time with Jesus and me. Hallelujah. I hope you have a nice cup of something. If it's not tea, just something. The objective is just to spend an intimate time, moment, with purpose, with the Lord. Amen. Not only here, this is just a wake-up call and an encouragement to wake up the idea in you how you can spend some time with the Lord and just get intimate. And you may never drink it, but the objective is to become intimate with your Father, to love your Father, to make him the center and not, oh, by the way. Hallelujah. How you want to be in his presence. Well, how you want to be where you can hear his voice. Hallelujah. It's a purpose. It's a purpose behind it. Yes, it is. You know, I don't own the rights to this song, and I really am not. Well, anyway, the song that was in my heart when I was just trying to get my thoughts together, praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Clap your hands, everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Oh, shout for joy. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody. Hallelujah. Ought to praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise thee the Lord. Hallelujah, great God. Praise thee the Lord. Well, these are some awesome times that we're in. We have hurricanes. We have earthquakes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Shout for joy. Shout for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Everybody. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Great God. Hallelujah. Everything may be going wonderful for you. Nothing can get better, but you ought to praise the Lord. Things can be so bad that it looks like it can't get any worse. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless his wonderful name. Praise him. Oh, God, oh, God. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the Lord this morning. And we bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that have breath. Hallelujah. 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 There is no help for us, but it's only in God, our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I like to start reading at Isaiah 43, starting at the 8th verse. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Glory to God. Point blank, period. He goes on to say, I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved. And I have shown whom there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day I was, I am. I'm sorry, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. That I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. That's who we're standing on. This is the word that we're standing on. This is the word that we're trusting. It's true. There is no other God but our God. I don't care if things are bad. Still no God but our God. If it's so good, still no God but our God. The earth is the Lord. The fullness and they that dwell therein. And Ezekiel, he goes on to say, all souls are mine. We're going somewhere with this. Oh, yes. In order to help to establish faith, we have to have confidence and know who we have our faith in. We have to know the God in whom we serve. We have to know him. We have to know him without a doubt. We have to know that he is God alone. We have to know that he cares for us. We have to know that we're important, and it has to be, it must be a personal understanding. Genesis 1, listen to this. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, you know you didn't just bang here. You should just look at your body and tell that. But now let's go to the very beginning of this. And it says in my Bible, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Point blank, period. That's the God whom we serve. Not one that man has formed and created and established boundaries for that God. No. Our God is the only true and living God. It's not something that man has fashioned, that man has put their rules on and said, this is what this God believes. No, it was our God who created us. It was our God, the only true and living God, Adonai Elohim, who blew the breath in man, and man became a living soul, who formed man out of the dust of the earth, who created the dust of the earth, who created the heavens and the earth, the stars, the moon, all the universe, everything that your eyes see and cannot see. Yes, that's who that is. That's who we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Sometimes we just have to go there. We have to say, wait a minute. Let's just make something clear. Who's giving me my strength to want to even do something that I thought was impossible? You got to know. You got to know. You have to hear. You have to hear. You have to hear how you were wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. Yes, you got to hear. You have to build up your confidence. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Knowing that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Oh, yes, sir. He didn't give you a coward spirit, he gave you a bold spirit. Oh, yes, in him, not in yourself, but in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, bless the Lord. And then listen to this. He even showed you how to be conscious of the counsel you get. Hallelujah. I was thinking there are some people, now not in family, but I'm just using this as an example, uncle or aunt that you trust. You know your blood, you know they won't mislead you, but that's not necessarily so. Some of them can be jealous of your parents. So you go to them for guidance, or they'll just start a conversation for you, and it's really for your ears only, to cause you to go astray, cause you to mistrust. I have some questions about your parents. You'll be surprised. So everything must go through the blood. Scripture says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, meaning God, and God will direct your path. So we'll go on with this. Psalms 1:1-4, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just read and meditate on that. Glory be to God. Well, let's take a moment. I'd like to invite you to gather in the Harvest Gospel Ministry at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. We'll be so delighted to have you come and join us on the third Sunday of every month. We just have a hallelujah great time in the Lord. Oh, my God. Not our agenda, God's agenda. Hallelujah. As our services are. But we come together, different friends come and visit us, and we just have a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. So again, that's Gathering the Harvest Ministries, 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, and the zip is 30311. We'd love to have you come and visit with us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on next week, I'll be giving you the telephone number for the prayer line. If you'd like to come on and join us in prayer, we would just love to have you. We have a marvelous time. Oh, yes, we do. In the Lord, hallelujah. It's always good to be in his presence. And we thank the Lord for the wonder, hallelujah, and his glory, hallelujah, that shines, shines, shines. Hallelujah. It is so good to be led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So now we're reading Jeremiah 29 and 11. And Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I," this is God, "for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Amen. He says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. No, I didn't forget to pray. Hallelujah. We're at the end. We ask the Lord to seal it in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I pray that you're making up your mind that nothing is too hard for the Lord, and that you are just determined to do that God has called you to do with excitement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With excitement. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my God. With excitement. Excitement, exceedingly. Oh, yes. You may start out sweeping the church floor. That's so good. And, you know, it just shocks me sometimes. People will turn their nose up at cleaning the church and the sanctuary. And not me. I, God, who cleaned my sanctuary. Check out in the scripture who God allowed to clean his sanctuary, to minister to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We really need to think about some things that we say and we do. Oh, my God. The sanctuary is holy. Jesus. And we just, oh, Lord, oh, my God, have mercy. With so much is repeating itself, so much, so much, so much. Oh, with all the saints and the earth, good God, if one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, we could shake on the very foundation. Oh, my God. And we got help from the sanctuary. Oh, God, the prophet said, "Lord, open his servant's eyes that he may see that he has more. He has that he has, they had more that was with them than against them." Hey, some more quality of fire, Holy Ghost fire. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. We're praying and we're crying and complaining. And you got a power at your command. Oh, my God, oh, my God. But we get with petty things, earthly bound things, and not situations and circumstances. We got youth dying and killing each other. The earth is crying out to the Lord. Oh, my God, oh, my God. For the blood that's being spilled in the land. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And we are trying to build things for our glory. Have mercy on us, Lord God. In the name of Yeshua. Have mercy, Almighty God, Almighty God. All the selfishness, jealousy, and animosity. Whoa, Shobosa. Oh, Master, you say, Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All have sinned and come short of the glory. Oh, but we want to keep people wrapped up in, oh my God, oh my God, what you have already cleansed and delivered people from. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh, my God, oh, my God, have mercy on us, Lord God. Have mercy, oh, open our eyes. Wake us up, Almighty God. Shema sekondidia. Ramahu sekondidia. Rabbi, trying to be more deeper, putting some down, turning the nose up at each other, putting stumbling blocks in the work of the Lord. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. For the God that we serve. Oh God, nothing is hidden from him. Oh, he even knows the thoughts before they're spoken. Oh, he sees the intent. Oh, my God. Cleanse us, Almighty God. Let your rain fall and cleanse us, Almighty God. Equip us and prepare us for the work. Forgive us, Almighty God. Forgive us, Almighty God, for pride. For the pride of life, Almighty God. Lust of the eye and lust of the spirit, of the flesh. Almighty God, Almighty God. Some more cool. Mighty God, set us free. Oh, break the chains of self off of us. Consume us, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh my God. Oh my God. Walk tall in these United States. Sambakuta. Walk tall, our God. Defend, Almighty God. Rescue and save. Send the help from the sanctuary. Oh, to perform the necessary task. Close every door. Close every attack. Almighty God. Somebody bring the fresh and renew on us, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you for clearing our minds. Thank you for purifying our hearts. Thank you for sharpening our ears. Thank you, Almighty God. Making our eyesight clear, Almighty God. That we may see, that we may hear and see with our ears. Oh, mighty God, and that we may obey. Seal it, forever protect us. No hurt, harm, or danger. No backlash. Remove every stumbling block. Remove every hindrance. Let the plan of God go forth in your people. Remain, even those that were spoken before time. Let it come to pass. Show yourself strong and mighty. Arise, O Lord. Oh, arise, mighty King, defender of your people. Arise, Almighty God. Arise, Almighty God. Arise, Almighty God. Allow your enemies to be scattered. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, the atmosphere. God, the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere over your people everywhere. Rip it. Oh, God. Oh, be welcome in our homes and in our ministries. Be honored. Oh, God. Oh, our faith look up to thee, Almighty God. We give you glory and we bless your most holy name. Lead us and guide us in your truth, Almighty God. Remove all false teachings, Almighty God. Shemukundara Ripasaka Ramanusiku. Every situation, Almighty God. Ramakundara. Every situation, every circumstance. Oh God. Remisada. We give you glory and we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Remember those with legal matters. Remember those in the hospital. Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Thank you for those taking care of those that are in need. For a place to stay. Oh, and shatter them, Almighty God. Protect, Almighty God. Feed, for you are the God that's more than enough. You are a provider. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you for leading and guiding us. Hallelujah. Thank you for having your way, your will, and your plan. Oh, may your purpose and your desire be first and foremost in our lives. May love, your love, overflow and overtake us, that we will impact and influence those around. Almighty God, we thank you. Oh God, even those prayers that have been not spoken, you know. And they're laid at your altar. Almighty God, we thank you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, you're welcome, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, hallelujah, my sisters and my brothers. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Hallelujah. The Lord lift up his countenance, hallelujah, and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. How sweeter than the honeycomb. Somebody to you say, yes, he is. So taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, yes, he is. Now, him that is able to keep you from falling, from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. He's able to keep you from falling. Oh, yes, he is. He's able to do it. Hallelujah. And present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Our God, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Tea Time with Jesus and Me. We We pray that God will continue to bless you, that you will stay in his presence and in his love. And kindness is the word for the week. God bless. Until next week.